Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I think are special. And sometimes I want to tell you about what makes them special for me. I think each of these songs has the potential to completely capture a human mind, to fill it. And so that's what I'm aiming for, is to find those songs that reach out and really land well. Of course, not for everyone. The first one of the songs I'm going to play on the show this week is City of New Orleans, sung by Willie Nelson. This is a great song to start with, and this version is my favorite one of all the many versions I've played on the show. This is my favorite. So this is Willie Nelson with a song that makes me feel very American, The City of New Orleans.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor, and the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
That was City of New Orleans, sung by Willie Nelson. Next up from 1957 is Young Love. And three groups made this, two individuals, Tab Hunter, the version we're going to hear, and Sonny James and the Crew Cuts, all recorded this song, and it went to number one for each of them. Very rare to have the same song by three different artists go to number one. Young Love.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love, just one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love, young love, our love we share with deep emotion.
That was Young Love by Tab Hunter. Next up is another one of the great songs of my lifetime, Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. And I don't know what about this song is it that captures me so, but it does. It's something to do with the arrangement. It's just a different piece of music from anything else, and I love it. This is Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics with the incredible voice of Annie Lennox singing the lead.
Some of them want to get
That was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. And coming up next is something in my traditional bag. You know I love the fiddle, and this is Irish fiddle, and I love that even more. This is called Cooley's Reel, and the artist is listed as Peak Fiddler. And like most traditional songs, it has an A part which repeats once and then a B part that repeats once. So if you listen closely, you hear a little melody A, and then it repeats A. Then you hear a little melody B, and it repeats B. And then it goes back and does A again and again. And that's the way a lot of traditional songs go all the way through. Sometimes they add a little ornamentation as they go along, but basically the tune stays the same. So this is an Irish tune, and I like the A part, but I like the B part more. I find it mind-bending. I like the B part in this song. See what you think. This is Cooley's Reel. Fiddler is listed as Peak Fiddler. The next song is Poor Little Fool, sung by Ricky Nelson. This was written by a 15-year-old girl, Sharon Sheely, and she pitched the song to Ricky Nelson personally, went and knocked on his door, and he sang it, and it was his first big hit. And Sharon Sheely went on to have quite a career writing songs, too. Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah. I was a fool,
poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close. close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
You just heard Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. The next song is Baton Rouge, sung by Guy Clark. This is my favorite song by Guy Clark. He's a wonderful songwriter and a singer from Texas, and I saw him perform at the Paramount Theater in Bristol not too many years ago. I like this song so much that I learned it and got a group of people to sing it with me at one of these campus concerts I tell you about. And it was during a nice warm summer. We all had our toenails painted blue. There were like six of us. So we were the Louisiana Blue Toes. And we sang this song, Baton Rouge.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana. I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in
That was Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. Next up is Some Girls Do by Sawyer Brown. And this is kind of from a genre of songs that it celebrates, I don't know what to call it, a myth or a reality, but certainly it's a fantasy for some people, male and female. And that is that in southern towns especially, that's where these songs seem to be set, more than cities as I see them. In seven towns, upper-class elite girls are sometimes attracted to boys who aren't in the same class. Movie Dirty Dancing caught some of that feel. The professional father doesn't approve of this smart-aleck kid. So that's what this song's about. Some Girls Do.
By my Cadillac, from the corner of my eye I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash and wild and crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink furred eyes. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
That was Some Girls Do by Sawyer Brown. Next up is Boot Scoot and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Quite a few years ago, I was working at Emory and Henry, and they had in the summer a line dancing class or workshop, whatever. And I signed up and went and had a great time, met some interesting people. Ended up going down to Columbia for 2 weeks with the family I met there. And not Columbia, South Carolina, Columbia, South America. This song, Boot Scoot and Boogie, is one of the many songs I heard for the first time. It's a wonderful line dancing song. Boot Scoot and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn.
country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boots, good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boots good boogie. Yeah,
here we go, do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots good boogie. Yeah,
heel toe, do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go.
That was Boot Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play songs like the ones you've been listening to. And also each week I try and put in something different, a joke, a story, a recording. And tonight I have a recording of Utah Phillips, a wonderful folk musician who I've seen live a few times. And this is a song, well, I won't tell you even the name of it, but it's a poem about his work life and it takes a rough turn somewhere. So this is Utah Phillips with a story.
Went down and got a job with the Rural Electrification and Navajo Indian Reservation, running electric power lines into all the Navajo outhouses. I was one of the first people to wire ahead for a reservation. Finally, I'll tell you about the worst job I ever had in my life. Worst job I ever had in my life was working for the Santa Fe? Yeah, it was the Santa Fe Railroad, south of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, that's the old Mormon Muddy Mission, you see. Way out in what the Navajos call the boonies. Out in the desert. Now, the job was Gandy dancing. Now, Gandy dancing used to be in the old days. Gandy dancing was when the Irish were building the railroad. Of course, the first transcontinental railroad was built by Irish laborers. And they used these long-handled shovels called Irish banjos that were made by the Gandy Shovel Company of Chicago. Now, the Irish laborer would take the wide end of the shovel when he could find it, and he would jam it in under a rail or a tie, and he would climb out on the long handle, do a little jig step out there, and that would lever the tie up or the rail up, and you push gravel in underneath it and tamp it down, and that levels the roadbed. See, that's what Gandy dancing is. Leveling the roadbed so the damn train doesn't fall off as it goes by, which is just a big drag for everybody. Now, they don't do Gandy dancing the normal way anymore, see, like they did in the old days. Nowadays, they run three cars out on the line. They run a box car out there that's a bunk car. You sleep in it. Got bunks in there 18 inches apart. And then you got a tool car with your tamping irons and your tongs and your double jack hammers and spikes and all of that equipment for you to do the job. And then you got a cook car. I mean, there's no restaurants anyplace around, so you got a cook car. Pots and pans and a coal or wood-burning stove and a long table down the middle to eat at. Only thing they don't hire is a cook. That's because they're cheap. Saves them money. Rule is that in that crew, they're supposed to pick among their own members who's going to be the cook. Now, they don't try to do it sensibly, like draw lots or decide who the best cook is. What they do is they wait and find out who bitches and whines and pisses and moans the most about the cooking. And they say, all right, wise guy, you think you can do better, you get to be the cook. Well, that was me, see? Old alligator mouth. The new man on the crew, and that was the worst food I'd ever had. I mean, it was dog bottom pie and pheasant sweat and otter water. It comes out of an otter. It's a terrible, terrible stuff. Some people might think it's a delicacy, but I thought it was garp. So I complained, and they said, all right, wise guy, you get to be the cook. That made me mad. I didn't want to cook. But I knew if anybody complained about my cooking, they were going to have to cook. Armed with that knowledge, I sallied forth over the muddy river. I was walking around among the cheat grass and bunch grass there, and I looked down, and there was just a hell of a big moose turd. Biggest damn moose turd. That was a real steamer, damn. I looked down at that meadow wafer, and I said to myself, self, I'm going to bake up a big moose turd pie. Because if anybody complains about my cooking, they're going to have to cook. So I tipped that pasture pastry up on edge. I got my shit together, so to speak. And I started rolling it down toward the old cook car. Boom. I got it down there and leaned it up against the side, and I climbed up in the cook car and I baked up a hell of a big pie shell. And I baked that moose turd in it as slick as you please. And I crimped the edges with my thumbs and laid strips of dough across it and garnished it with a sprig of parsley, a little paprika. It was beautiful. Poetry on a plate. And I served it for dessert, waiting for the first hint of a complaint. Well, this giant dude come in, about 5'40". I mean, he was big. Throwed himself down like a fool on the stool. Picked up his fork. Took a big bite of that moose turd pie. Well, he threw down his fork, and he let out a beller, and he yelled, "My God, that's moose turd pie!" It's good, though.
You just heard Moose Turd Pie by Utah Phillips. Next up is the Oak Ridge Boys, probably one of my favorite country groups. I just love the harmony they put together and the rhythm. And this one is called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight.
Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys singing Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. The next song is by Frankie Lane and is called Cool Water from the early 1950s. There were a number of great recordings of this. This is one that was like the third best one, but still wonderful, I think. Cool Water by Frankie Lane, a truly thirsty song.
All day I faced the barren waste without a taste of water, cool water,
water.
Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool
water,
clear
water,
water,
water.
Keep water moving, Dan. Don't you listen water to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan,
water.
Can you see that big water green tree where the water's water running free? Waiting water there. I'm a fool, each star's a pool of water, cool water,
water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
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 Water,
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 water.
Keep moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free? Waiting there for me.
That was Cool Water by Frankie Lane. The next song is an anti-war song. It's called I Am Not at War with Anyone by Luca Bloom. And I love the music, and the message is strong, and somehow the two weave together well. I Am Not at War with Anyone.
I'm not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone. Go away, warplanes. You bring fear and shame. I am not at war with anyone. I give my love to Iraq and to America. I give my love to Israel and to Palestine. We could live as one between the sea and sun. I am not at war with anyone. I don't need to be friends with everyone, but I'd like to live in peace with everyone. This rush to war is wrong, and so I sing this song. I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone.
I
That was I Am Not At War With Anyone by Luca Bloom. Next up is another anti-war song. This is The Cruel War, and it's attributed to Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is Peter, Paul, and Mary singing it. But actually, best guess is it was a Civil War song that Peter Yarrow adapted and created this version of it. This is The Cruel War Is Raging, and it's from 1966 is when it was a hit. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, we've had two fairly somber songs. Let's switch it around a little bit. The next song is Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley.
And a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Might blow. Free and easy down the road I go. Living life like a Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. A million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Yeah.
That was Free and Easy Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. And the last recording on the show today is Hangman's Reel, a traditional fiddle tune played by Shane Cook and accompanied by a talented dancer who does all the tapping you hear. This is Hangman's Reel. That was Hangman's Reel by Shane Cook, and you've been listening to Wombats and Music. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. And now it's time to close the show, and we'll be back next, well, 1 week from when you hear this. So, here we go. I want you to help me on this. This is audience participation time. And I ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.